getting the help that she needs, but it has taken time for all sorts of reasons. Margaret, a very good morning to you.
Hello there. Hi.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. What's your situation?
Well, I'm a carer for my husband who has Alzheimer's. He was diagnosed in 2017.
And in terms of what you do in caring for him, can you just tell us a bit about what you have to do, what that requires?
Well, almost everything. You know, all his personal care, you know, preparing meals, medication. You know, I just do everything, really. It's, you know, he really can't do an awful lot for himself.
And when you're in that situation, is it easy or not to find out where to turn to for help?
It's easier for me now because, you know, I've been sort of fairly proactive in, you know, in the early days in seeking help. And that was mainly through the Carers Centre and Vassal, who have given me, you know, amazing help in sort of signposting me to the, you know, to the right place.
And are you getting support now? You know, is that working well for you, and how important is it that you have that support, Margaret?
Well, it is important. You know, and that's what I'm told all the time, that I need to, you know, care for myself as well as my husband. And you know, and that's what I'm trying to do. But it's hard to keep yourself strong and sane, really, sometimes. And yes, yeah, I am getting, you know, a bit of care. I mean, I get 2 hours respite now a week, which isn't a lot, you know, when you're caring for someone 24/7. It's not been easy through COVID, obviously, because people haven't been able to come into the house. But it's mainly through family and a really good support network that I've got, you know, in friends and family, that I'm probably able to manage. But there must be an awful lot of people who haven't got a home, a nice garden, or, you know, sort of somewhere to, you know, an outlet. Do you know, am I making sense?
Yeah, you are. No, absolutely. I was just thinking about, yeah, you saying getting 2 hours a week respite. What do you do with your 2 hours, Margaret?
I try and do things that I wouldn't normally be able to do, and that is meet up for a coffee or a chat with friends who I've probably not seen for a while. So I try, you know, try not to do shopping or and that sort of thing. I try and meet up with people that I haven't seen for a while.
Have you yourself struggled to access any services for support over the pandemic, particularly because we know that's caused an issue not just to social healthcare but to all services? Have you noticed that yourself, Margaret, or not?
Yeah, well, yes, I have, really. I mean, you know, or I am getting, again, through, you know, through Vassal, through the carer's assessment, you know, I'm now getting a needs assessment for my husband, a financial assessment, that's coming through, but it all takes time. But what I, you know, from diagnosis to now, you do feel alone. You know, you feel very lonely. You know, you feel as if you're just, yes, having to cope all alone. And that means your life is on hold. There's no space for being able to make a plan or, you know, do what you would have liked to think you'd be doing at this time.
What would help you, Margaret? You say you feel alone. What would help you?
I think be more support, even if it's a telephone call. In the early days, we did get a CPN nurse come about every 6 weeks just to have a chat and something like that. I mean, I know there are Admiral nurses that do this, you know, and I think that would be absolutely brilliant, but there aren't any in this area in Northwest Leicestershire. You know, they are brilliant. You know, and if they had more funding from government, etc., you know, that would be great. If somebody could pop in, if it was only every 6 weeks, or give me a call every 6 weeks saying, how is How is he? How is he coping? And how are you coping looking after him? Because I do get a lot of support and have done over COVID with, you know, Zoom calls from the carers centre, etc. And that, but he hasn't had that. So yes, just that, contact. How is he? How is he doing? Because I'm not a medical professional. That seems to be lacking, you know. So, yes, yeah, just a bit.
Are you aware of anyone else who's in your situation, Margaret, who you can talk to? You know, often it's said, you know,
yes,
a problem shared is a problem halved. Is there anyone else you can turn to who's going through what you are?
Absolutely, yes. I've got one friend, especially, who is going through similar situation. I mean, she's my rock, and I think I am to her. And, you know, we just do keep each other going. And also the Zoom meetings with the carers centre and Vassal, you know, I can share with other carers. So I do feel that is such a big help to me, to be able to just chat with people that understand what you're going through.
Margaret, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We're heading into the weekend, and we're heading into a very sunny weekend. Will you be able to enjoy some sunshine?
Oh, hope so, yes. If I can get into my garden, I'm happy. You know, I can lose myself into my garden, and thank goodness I've got one. Yeah.
Margaret, have a lovely weekend. Thank you so much for joining us on BBC Radio Leicester.
Breakfast with Jimmy Carr.